Nathan's Gurr alongside Matt Wilhelm with your game preview for the Browns and the Patriots, week number 5 in the NFL. The Browns hosting New England at First Energy Stadium this Sunday, and of course, it is not only the return of Bill Belichick to Cleveland, it's really the return of Tom Brady to football this year. All eyes going to be on the quarterback. How do the Browns slow him down?
I believe you get bodies in and around him. There's nothing that Tom Brady hasn't seen before from a coverage standpoint, from any disguises. And I think ultimately it's winning your one-on-one battle. And I think that, you know, potentially the return of Carl Nassib, the emergence of Emmanuel Ogba, who's been kind of quiet through 4 football games. And then I think Joe Schobert moving these guys around, giving them different looks up front, confusing the offensive line, because the one thing you're not going to confuse Tom Brady.
No, you're not, but you got to get him off his spot, right?
Correct.
When he drops back, get there. Penetration up the middle, that can help Danny Shelton. Look for Steven Paya, who is leading the league right now in pass rushing productivity as an interior defensive lineman against their left guard, Joel Tooney. That is a good matchup for the Browns, and also Carl Nassib if he's back. Coming off the end against their right tackle, Marcus Cannon. That's the pressure points. Now, this also happens to be the battle of 2 of the 3 best rushing attacks in the league. The Browns, number 1 on the ground. The Patriots, number 3. But that's because they were leaning on LeGarrette Blount. Do you expect that to continue?
I don't. I think the reemergence of Tom Brady, you know, kind of out of the shadows after that 4-game suspension, I think it's going to be probably 60-40 pass to run. They're going to rely on LeGarrette Blount probably in the second half. But I think they're going to want to whittle this game down. They're going to want to play great defense, stop our run, get us off the football field, and then methodically move the football down the field and score touchdowns. And if not, you know, Steven Gostkowski, one of the best kickers in the game, and putting points on the board.
Browns have struggled with tight ends. They're going to have their hands full. Martellus Bennett and Rob Gronkowski saying he's back to full speed. That's for this week on Sunday. For the Browns offensively, you talked about pound the rock with Crow. They're going to try to take that away. They're going to try to take away Terrell Pryor. I think Ricardo Lewis, Andrew Hawkins, Gary Barnage all really need to step up.
They definitely do. And I think even when you talk about this run game, we are good enough to line up and physically beat other football teams, but we know Bill Belichick wants to take away what that other team and us, in this case, do best, and that is running the football. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're moving guys around, if we're not shifting to certain formations, to not be as plain and simple as we've been against the Washington Redskins and the Miami Dolphins.
The Browns have been well coached. The schemes have been excellent. They will be put to the test this Sunday against the Patriots as the Browns look for their first win. For the latest on this game and all things related to your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
Getting close to game day and excited about being back in front of our fans and, you know, being in our environment for a change, and I think our players are looking forward to it. So what you guys have today?
Can you talk about all the things that Martellus Bennett has been doing for the Patriots and just kind of how well he's playing this year?
He's playing well. He's done it all, you know, and I probably made a statement I probably shouldn't when I say he's the most unknown tight end in the league. I don't know that he's unknown. He's well-known, but I think people don't see him as you know, one of the guys that are the top tight ends in the league, and I think he is by far. The guy's a, you know, as I said, he's a ferocious blocker. He can catch the ball extremely well, run any route. He's a big guy, and he gives you the flexibility that you can block defensive ends or outside linebackers. That's how good I think he is, and a lot of guys can't do that. So he brings a different dynamic to their offensive football team, and I think he's played well this year.
Team has 2 tight ends that can make plays.
It's tough. I mean, they're 2 of the best players at their position, in my opinion, in the league. So, obviously, we got to do things to try to take those guys away. And, you know, it's a running set. It's a passing set. So, you can do a lot of different things when you have 2 guys like that, you know, playing tight ends because you split them out, you do it all. So, it'll be a good matchup.
Run 10, 12 pass plays in a row, not care about it. Why do you believe the running game is important, even in this day and age when it seems like teams are going more to that kind of system?
Well, I think it's just my philosophy and thought process. I think your team has to be tough, you know, and I think the only way to do that is by having the dynamic of running the ball. And more so than that, that's what Cleveland's truly really all about. When you think about Jim Brown and what he's meant to the organization and to pro football, you got to be able to run the football. So I think that's part of the tough part of this game, the nuts and bolts of the game, in my opinion, is being able to run the ball when it's grind time. We play in a division that elements do make a difference. you know, where you're not going to be able to just throw it up and down the field all the time. So you have to have that element to be able to run it and throw it. And I'm not going to tell you guys we don't like throwing the ball. I do. You know, I'm no different than any other coach. I like throwing, scoring by air too. But at the same time, I think you have to have that physical presence that you can line up and try to exert your will against teams. No, I think our coach has done a good job. I don't know that this game is more important than the others we've played. I think it's the next one on our schedule, and it's important because we're playing in it. I think our guys, we try to keep the same process. You know, we can't waste a bunch of energy that way and then not be ready for the next opportunity because we know there's a lot more coming our way. So I think our guys are excited to play just because we still have that taste in our mouth. We haven't been able to quench yet. You know, we just need to go play and need to go win a game. And we know this is a big one, and it's here at home.
I know you don't have a lot of time to get caught up in Indians fever or anything like that, but, you know, since you've come to town, you know, there's been the excitement of the Cavs and now the excitement of the Indians. Can you just kind of talk about just, you know, what it's been like to be, you know, here and watching all that go on?
Oh, no, it's exciting. And someday we hope to give our fans something to scream about, too. You know, it was awesome watching the Cavs do what they did, and it's exciting watching the Indians doing what they're doing right now. And I wish Coach Francola nothing but the best, and he knows that. I've gotten to meet him personally and think the world of him. And so I'm pulling for him all the way. And so hopefully they'll be pulling for us at some point in time too. So that's what this is truly all about.
You kind of seem like a guy who grew up in Cleveland, born and raised here. I mean, your attitude, the way you talk. You're a West Coast guy.
Absolutely.
What in your background do you think kind of meshes here?
Well, I think when you work for an organization and you're one of the leaders, you got to entrench yourself in everything. And I've tried to do that. And I think that's really important. I don't want people to think I'm here just for a cup of coffee. I plan on being here a long time. You know, contrary to what everybody thinks, I will be here a long time. So it's been... You know, it's the starting point. And I think the starting point is really important so people know and understand that I am here. And I am interested in more than just what we do. I'm interested in what everybody does. And I have a real appreciation for our fans and for the city and what we're trying to accomplish here. And I know we're right now. It looks like we're a little ways off. But I promise you, like I said before, we're going to get there. I truly believe that.